Okay, tell me about men and primping.
I think we would say men and women primped. We wouldn't say that a man was grooming, but that he primps.
Okay. What do you call the thing that you carry around with you? You keep all your things in it.
A purse.
Yeah. Do you have a name for one you just carry change in?
A coin purse.
Okay, excuse me. What about something that you would wear on your wrist?
A bracelet.
Mm-hmm. What about around your neck?
A necklace.
Any other words for that? Like maybe if it consisted of beads or pearls?
Oh, sometimes you have a pearl choker.
Would you ever say a string of beads or a pair of beads?
Yes, I say a string of beads.
Okay. These things go over a man's shoulders and help keep his pants up.
Suspenders.
Yeah.
Well, we were telling a tale about an old man we knew out in the country who met my uncle on the street and backed up to him and said, "Son, won't you hitch my gallus strop?" Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, galluses, but it's suspenders mostly.
I say suspenders.
Sure, okay. What about the thing that you'd keep, hold over your head to keep the rain off?
The umbrella.
And on a bed, the last thing that goes on a bed when you're making it up?
The bedspread.
What about something heavy that you might have on a bed during winter?
A blanket.
Okay, anything else that might be patched together?
A quilt. And now we used to use, maybe my grandmother used the word canopin.
Mm-hmm. To mean what?
It was the bedspread.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the thing that you rest your head on?
Is a pillow.
Do you know of anything that's maybe about half again as big as a pillow that might either be used for looks or, I don't know, you might actually sleep on it, rest your head on it? It's kind of long.
You're talking about a bolster?
Yeah.
They used to have them on sofas.
Mm-hmm. Were those things, when they were on beds, were they decorative or did the people really sleep on them?
I don't know.
Not sure about that. Okay. What about if you had company and you might make up a place on the floor for a child?
A paddock.
All right, back to the land for a minute. If a farmer says he expects to get a good crop from a field, he might say that he expects to get a good crop because the soil is very
rich.
Okay, or another word?
Fertile.
Would you have a name for low-lying land that's considered good land? Might have had water on it at one time.
Bottom. The bottom land.
Okay. What about grassy land? Maybe just hay grows on it, or it's just, you know, thick grass, kind of rolling land. Did you have a name for that?
Mm-hmm.
People around here ever use the word meadow?
No. We say the pasture.
Okay.
You know, that's all I could think of, is pasture.
Okay. What about land that's not good for much of anything because it has water on it all the time?
That's a swamp, a slough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do people around here ever use the word marsh?
I think of the marsh on the coast more than around here.
Would it describe a marsh farm? Where would it be?
Oh, I think of the marshes of Glen, you know.
Okay, good enough. Talking about different types of soil around here, have you heard names for different types? You know, nothing technical, but stuff like sand or clay, that kind of thing.
Clay, most of the soil in this county is either sandy or clay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Billy, you know LOESS? That's windblown soil that Vicksburg and Natchez, Billy pronounces that lurse.
Hmm.